Welcome back. Today we're doing one of my favorite little tricks in drum and bass, making the ride feel like it's slightly ahead, slightly late, and kind of out of control but in a way that still hits hard. The title is Ride Groove in Ableton Live 12, offset it for Rag Infused Chaos. Beginner friendly, all stock Ableton Live 12, and we're treating this like a mixing move, not just random groove. The goal is tight lows, wild tops. Kick and snare stay like a steel frame, and the ride becomes the troublemaker. Let's set the scene. At fast tempos, rides and shakers are basically momentum. They glue the groove together. In Rag Infused Jungle and DNB, that top end doesn't just tick along politely. It pushes and pulls. It feels alive, almost impatient, sometimes even drunk on purpose. And the magic is that you can get that vibe with tiny timing shifts like single-digit milliseconds. So we're going to build a ride layer that pushes against your drums, stays clean in the mix, and can be automated so your drops and fills feel like they're breathing. Step 0. Give the ride something to argue with. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Anywhere from 170 to 176 works, but 174 is the classic sweet spot. Make a basic two-step foundation. Kick on beat 1, snare on beats 2 and 4. Add hats, 8th notes or 16ths, just enough that the beat rolls. Important teacher note here. Keep this foundation tight. No timing tricks on the kick and snare yet. If you shift the whole drum group, you lose the anchor, and then all your rag of chaos just sounds like bad timing. Now, step 1. Pick a ride that can take processing. Create a MIDI track, load a drum rack, and drop in a ride sample. If you're choosing from a pack, aim for something pingy with a controlled tail. Avoid super washy rides at first, because fast jungle tempos plus long decay equals smear. And if it smears, your timing changes won't read as groove, they'll just read as wash. If you want a more authentic DNB vibe later, you can layer a thin noisy top, like a very quiet shaker or hiss layer, but we'll earn that later. First, one ride that behaves. Step 2. Program a stable pattern first. Make a 1-bar MIDI clip. Start with 8th notes on the ride. That's the bed. If you want more jungle energy, you can try 16ths, but turn the off hits down so it doesn't become a sewing machine. Here's a simple velocity starting point. Downbeats around 90 to 110, offbeats around 55 to 75, and then occasional accents, like 115 up to 127, but use those sparingly. Think of accents like hot sauce. Great flavor, but you don't want to drink the bottle. That alone already gives movement, even before timing. Now step 3. The main event. Offset the ride timing. We'll do 3 methods, and you can pick the one that fits your workflow. Method A is the fastest and most mixing-friendly. Track delay. In Ableton's mixer area, find the track delay for your ride track. If you don't see it, you may need to show it in the mixer view, but it's there. This is basically the global micro shift for the whole ride track. Set some starting points. For a ride that feels aggressive and urgent, try negative delay, minus 8 milliseconds to minus 18 milliseconds. For a lazy, lurchy, antsy hall leaning feel, try positive delay, plus 8 milliseconds to plus 22 milliseconds. Now, listen. Negative delay will make the ride feel like it's leaning forward, almost pulling the beat ahead. Positive delay makes it hang back, like it's dragging its feet in a cool way. Big coaching note. Use milliseconds like seasoning, not a lifestyle. At 174 BPM, 10 milliseconds is already noticeable. If it sounds cool solo but weird against the snare, back it off by 3 to 5 milliseconds and check again. And keep kick and snare at 0, always. Method B. Groove pool. This is the classic shuffle plus controlled randomness. Open the groove pool in Live. Find a groove like Swing 16 as a subtle starter or anything MPC-ish. Drag it onto your ride clip. Then in the groove pool settings, try timing around 30 to 60. Random around 10 to 25 for that rag of spice. Velocity around 10 to 25 if you want extra variation. Here's the danger zone. Too much random and too much timing, and your ride turns to mush. Raga Chaos still has a pocket. If you can't feel where the bar is anymore, you've gone too far. Also, do your A and B comparisons correctly. Toggle the ride track on and off without changing loudness. A super common beginner mistake is, when the ride is late, people turn it up to feel it and then they think the groove is better. It's not better, it's just louder. Method C. MIDI nudging. Surgical chaos. Open the MIDI clip and zoom in. Select only the offbeat hits, the end positions. Then nudge those earlier or later. Good ranges. Ahead by 3 to 10 milliseconds. Behind by 5 to 15 milliseconds. Best practice. Don't move every single offbeat the same amount. Move a few. Leave some. That contrast is what makes it feel human instead of like a broken clock. And here's a fun advanced feeling variation that still works for beginners. Keep beats 1 and 3 dead on the grid, and only push and pull the hits around 2 and 4. That makes the bar readable, while still feeling unruly. Alright. Now step 4. Mix the ride so it feels big, not painful. Rides can absolutely shred your ears in drum and bass if you don't control them. So here's a solid stock chain you can use. First, EQ 8. High pass the ride. Start around 300 Hz, anywhere from 200 to 400 depending on the sample. The point is, the ride does not need low mid weight. That area is for body of snare, bass harmonics and overall clarity. Then, if it's harsh, try a gentle dip around 6 to 9 kHz. Don't just darken the whole thing if it hurts. Find the nasty band, cut a little, and then if you want air, you can add a gentle shelf above 12 kHz. That's how you get brightness without pain. Next, drum bus, subtle. Drive around 2 to 6. Crunch barely, like 0 to 10. Use damp to tame fizz if it gets spitty. Optional, saturator for presence. Soft sign or analog clip. Drive 1 to 4 dB. Turn on soft clip if peaks jump out. Then a light compressor. Ratio around 2 to 1. Attack 10 to 30 milliseconds so you don't kill the transient. Release 50 to 120 milliseconds. You're aiming for just 1 to 3 dB gain reduction on peaks, not flattening it. Then utility. Adjust width somewhere like 80 to 120% to taste. And you must do the mono reality check. Set utility width to 0% for a moment while the full beat plays. If your ride vanishes or gets swirly, it's too wide or facey. Narrow it, or reduce stereo tricks. Rides are often the first thing to turn into sand in mono. One more practical sound design secret, shorten the tail. If the ride has a long decay, your timing moves won't sound like groove. They'll sound like blur. In simpler, reduce decay or release, or even use a gate with a quick release. Short, control tails read is fast and tight, even if the pattern is busy. Step 5. Add rag a bounce with side chain. This is a mixing move that keeps the snare in charge. Put a compressor on the ride track, enable side chain, and choose your snare track as the input. Starting settings, ratio 3 to 1. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release 60 to 140 milliseconds. Then lower the threshold until you get about 2 to 5 dB of ducking on the snare hits. What you're listening for is the ride stepping out of the way on beats 2 and 4. The snare stays the authority, and the ride becomes the hype around it, not the main character. Step 6. Arrangement. Because chaos is more powerful when it changes. Try the simple structure. In the intro, keep the ride basically normal. Little or no offset. Low groove amount. On the drop, make it urgent. Maybe minus 10 milliseconds and slightly more random. Mid-drop variation. Flip it to late, like plus 12 milliseconds, for a drunken swing moment. Then for the fill into the next section, automate your timing. Track delay is perfect for this. Small moves like minus 6 to minus 14 milliseconds. Or automate groove timing and random. Or automate an EQ shelf so it brightens only in the drop. Pro tension trick. In the 8 bars before the drop, slowly sweep track delay from plus 10 milliseconds to minus 10 milliseconds. It feels like the groove is falling forward into the downbeat. That's the kind of subtle motion that makes a drop feel bigger without adding more sounds. Quick warning before we wrap. Latency gotcha. If you slap heavy lookhead devices, like a limiter or certain oversampling modes, on your ride track or its group, while you're doing timing experiments, your groove decisions can feel inconsistent. Dial the timing first with light processing, then finalize tone afterward. Mini practice exercise you can do right now. Make a 1-bar DNB loop at 174 BPM with kick, snare, hats locked. Add an 8-note ride. Duplicate the ride track so you have ride A and ride B. Set ride A to minus 12 milliseconds track delay. Set ride B to plus 14 milliseconds track delay. Mute and unmute them and decide which feels like rag a push, which feels like stone skank. Pick the one you like. High pass at 300 Hz. Sidechain from the snare for about 3 dB ducking. Then arrange 16 bars. First 8 normal. Last 8 automate the delay by around 6 milliseconds to increase the chaos. Export it and label it ride offset test. Recap to lock it in. Offset rides to create rag-infused chaos without breaking the DNB backbone. Use track delay for quick push and pull, groove pull for swing and controlled randomness, and MIDI nudging for surgical, hit-by-hit pocket. Mix rides like a responsible menace. High pass, tame harsh bands, gentle saturation and compression, mono check your width, and sidechain to the snare so the backbeat stays king. And automate offsets over time so the energy evolves. If you tell me what substyle you're aiming for, like Ragga Jungle, Rollers, Jump Op, or Techie Minimal, I can suggest a tight set of offset ranges and a couple ride patterns that usually translate best on loud systems.